We're in Simin Lamed Beis, Seif Chaf Aleph. Kol parasha acher sheichtevena yikra'ena heitev. Each parasha, after it's written, should be read well by the sefer, bekavona, v'dikduk, pa'amayim, v'dikduk, bekavona v'dikduk, pa'amayim v'sholosh. It should be read very carefully, two or three times, v'yachzer v'yikra'ena koidem sheyitnena b'toich beisa. And then it should be read once again, a third or fourth time, before it's actually put into the batim. The final time when you're reading it is not necessarily a check of the parasha, rather one is checking to ensure that he's putting the correct parasha into the correct bias. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkotin Kuf Dalid Yikra'ena Heitev, Shem Yimotza Eza Ois Choser Beza Parasha, Loi Hi Levada Nifsala Lagama Shachareh, because if you find a mistake, let's say in the second parasha, for instance, so not just the second parasha can't be used now, but the Shema and the Vahayim Shemaya, the third and fourth parashias, will also be problematic, Mishum Sheyu Shalaka Sidron, because if you're going to go write a replacement second parasha, the Seder will not be correct, because the second parasha will now have been written after the third and the fourth, and that's not going to be kosher. So you're going to have to write a new parasha 2, 3, and 4. Ukidla'el Bireish HaSimen, as we discussed previously. Seif Chaf Beis in the Mechaber. Toiv Lanazis HaKulmas Koidem Sheyaschil Lichtoiv HaParasha. It's a good thing to check the Kulmas before one begins writing. Shelo Yehei Olav Diyoy Yoyser Midai V'yafsid. So that it shouldn't have too much Diyoy, and that will cause the parasha to be ruined. V'chein Yizor Koidem Sheyichtoiv Kol Shem Likrois Mashakosav. And before writing each Shem Hashem, one should read everything that he's written up to that point, because if he catches a mistake, he'll be able to salvage the parasha from having to go into Gniza. Sifkotin Kuf Hei, he should read it Koidim Sheyaschil. I'm sorry, he should check the Kulmus before he writes the parasha. Einai writes Aloimer B'tchilas HaParasha Dafka. He doesn't mean Dafka before you start writing the parasha. Ela Koidim Sheyaschil Lichtoiv Beha parasha, before he starts writing, and let's say he sits down to write and he's in the middle of the parasha, so he should, Bekitzer, every time you sit down to write, you should check the kulmus. Sifkotin kuvav, masha kosav, ba'isa parasha, v'loisha hal shelefoneha. He should check each time before, again, the mechaber said that v'chein yizor koidem sheyichtoiv kol shame, before writing each Shem Hashem, Likreis Kol Masha Kosav, he should read everything that he's written, says the Mishnah Berurah, Ba'oisa Parasha. He should check everything that he's written in that parasha. V'loi HaShelefaneh, but this has nothing to do with the parasha prior to it. Sifkotin Kuf Zayin, Al Yodoy, that it shouldn't come to Gniza. U'kishatoiv ala Kulmas, Lichtoiv Ba'es Hashem, when he puts the Kulmas in the Keses to write the Shem Hashem, Layasra Lichtoiv Oisa Miyad, he should not start writing the Shem Hashem immediately. Then it'll be ribui dioy, because if there's going to be too much dioy on the kolmos, it'll ruin the shame. Or maybe there's going to be a hair on the kolmos and the ksav won't come out straight, and it'll ruin the Shem Hashem. The gamishum shetzarach lekadosh hadioy shalak kolmos. Another reason why he shouldn't start writing the shame straight away is because he first has to be mekadosh for the shame, the kolmos, the dioy that's in the kulmus, terem sheyichtoiv Hashem, before he actually writes the shame. Because of these reasons, lachen yechavin laniach ois achas milichtoiv koidem Hashem, he should leave one letter unwritten before writing the shame, uba oisai ois yaschil lichtoiv, and before that ois, he should begin to write. So in other words, if he's writing, vayadaber Hashem el Moshe lemer, so before he writes Hashem, Vayadaber Hashem, so you should leave the resh of Vayadaber unwritten, then he should be toivul the kulmus, and he should start from the resh, not from the shame. V'im lo yasekein, what if he wrote the resh, and now he's up to the shame? Yichapes acher ois oitag, so he should seek a ois or a tag, shetzricha dyoi, which is short on ink, v'yamalena, and he should fill it up with ink, which he just put onto his kulmus, the koisav es Hashem, and only afterwards should he write the shame. The im tzarech diyoy koidem sheyigmar Hashem, and if he needs more diyoy while he's in the middle of writing the shame Hashem, oz yitbal ba'oisi yashilafnei Hashem, he should dip the kulmus into the letters which are prior to the shame, Shehem Lachem Adayim, which are still wet, V'yigmar Hashem, and he should finish off the shame with that diyoy. Avalo yitbol ba'isiyas Hashem Atzman, but let's say he's up to the Vav of Yudke Vavke, and he needs diyoy. So he shouldn't dip into the Yud or the K, which is before the Vav and the Hey. V'yesh Mekilin litbol ba'isiyas Hashem Atzman, and there are those that are Mekel, that he could do that. The bizoy leko, because that's not called a bizoyin for the shem Hashem. Kevan shehu kidei lahashlim ba'is Hashem, because he's going to be using the diyoy for the shem itself. So that's not called a bizoyin, taking diyoy from the shem, if he's going to be using it for the shem. So that's a machloikis. V'im ha'isiyas shalafon of enam lachim. What if the isiyas from vayedaber are not moist anymore? Aza yitbal mechadosh. So then he should do the previous Eitzah that we said, which is to be Tevel the Kolmas in the Keses, and to seek out another area where a letter or a tag needs some Diyoy, and be Mekadosh the Diyoy that way. And all this that we discussed in this Sif is just L'mitzvah V'Leila Yikuvah B'Diyevid, but these things are not Ma'akiv. Seif Chav Gimel, Imotza Shechiser Ois Achas. Let's say he's writing tefillin and he realized that he's missing a letter. Ein lei takana. Cannot be fixed. The problem of shalei kesidron. Sheim kein hayu ksuvin shalei kesidron upsulin. Because that would make it shalei kesidron. And the parashis would be posel. Mishun dechsiv v'hayu behavyosan yehu. Because it says v'hayu hadvarim ha'ele. And we learn out that behavyosan yehu, it should be in the correct order. The im yiter ois achas. If you have an extra letter, so if, let's say for instance, you have an extra kuf or an extra vav or whatever it is, so if it's at the end of a word or the beginning of a word, so just take it off and the letter and the word will be as it's meant to be. But if the extra letter is in middle of a word, then you're stuck. Mishum de kishayigrar, yiye nire kishtei teivos, because when you scrape it, it will look like two words now. In other words, if you have an extra vav in middle of the word vayedaber, right? After the dalad, you have, it says vayedoyber. So if you're going to take out the vav, so now you're going to have two words, vayad bar. So it's going to be pasul. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkaten kufches takana bahashlama. If you're missing a letter, you cannot fix it by adding it in. Umayri shemikanad soifa parsha yesh shem hashenim lemchakim. We're talking, we already wrote a shame after the area that's missing the letter. The lav hachi yigra dat soifa, because if he hasn't yet written a shame, so he could just erase everything that he's written after the missing letter and then write the missing letter and continue. We have this idea that it has to be written kesidron perish keseder shenichtavis b'tayver b'tayver yuksuv, and it should be in order. Sifkat and kuf yud ois achas, one letter. V'im kasav tevi yaseira, if he wrote an extra word, in other words, he wrote vayadaber twice, for instance, yigurena, so just erase the extra word v'yuchal aniach hamokim chalak, and you could leave the area that you erased, you could just leave it blank. If it's a case where the, in other words, let's say you wrote Vayadaber twice. So you erased the second Vayadaber, and the resh of the first Vayadaber, you could just stretch to fill up the empty space. So Avada, you should do that. But let's say it's not a resh, it's an ayin, for instance. So then there's nothing to do, that's it, you just leave it blank. Ve'ein ha'chalak poisel, and this blank space will not cause a psul in the parashias. Kol she'ein b'mkayme k'shir ha'revach, she'ein parasha la'parasha, she'u k'dei teisha ha'isiyas. As long as the blank space that you're leaving is not large enough to contain nine ha'isiyas, it's not going to passel the parasha. U'lefa'amim yesh takana afilu b'zen. Sometimes even if you have a space of nine letters, it still can be fixed. Kegain sheyachal lahamshich ha'ois min ha'teva shelefaneh kedei lamayit ha'revach shel teisha ha'isiyas. For instance, like we said before, if you could stretch the resh, v'yoyser mizeh deba'oifen zeh sheyipasel ha'tfilin machmas ha'revach, in a case where the tefillin are going to be puzzled because of this space, az afilu im b'siyam ha'teva shelefaneh yesham hei kuf, even if it's not a resh, it's a hei or a kuf, yuchal lahamshich gagon kedei lamayit ha'revach, you could stretch the gag of the hay or the kuf. Afal pisha ad shal yedeham shacha lo yia haregel shal haheva kuf b'seifa. Even though now the hay and the kuf, the regel pnimi is not going to be all the way on the left like it was before. Ein k'pei de b'di'evid. B'di'evid, that's not a psul. Because of a prima godim, the b'teva kfula, when you're dealing with a situation where you have an extra word in a parsha, it's better to erase the second word. Because the first one was done the way it was supposed to be done. It's the second one that's extra and doesn't belong there. So it's better to take off that one. But what if you wrote a word twice? You wrote the word nishba, let's say. You wrote the word nishba twice. So the last letter in nishba is an ayin. And you can't stretch an ayin. But the letter before nishba is asher, right? It says, L'man yirbu yumeichem yumeim v'neichem ala adama asher nishba Hashem. Asher nishba. So you have a resh before the word nishba. So if you will erase the first nishba, you'll be able to stretch the resh to take up the space. So then, in that case, toiv yoser she'imchak teva rishayna. So it's better to erase the first nishba, k'dei lochush aflo daser Rabbeinu Tam, so that way you can chap in the shita of Rabbeinu Tam, the shir parasha hu sholish oisiyas, because even though nishba doesn't take up 9 letters worth of space, but according to Rabbeinu Tam, even 3 letters is going to be a problem. So like this, if you stretch the resh, you have no shir parasha, even according to Rabbeinu Tam. Sifkat and kuf yud aleph, sheyigror, If you erase a extra letter, that's not going to pass all the parasha. There's no psul of chak toiches. Because chak toiches is only when you create the form of a letter. But over here, you haven't created anything, so it's not going to be a problem. We said if the extra letter is in the middle of a word, so now if you're going to erase it, so now it's going to look like 2 words. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Pa'amim she'tikun mayal al yedei she'igrena v'yimshei cha'oy she'lefaneh she'temalei mekayma." Sometimes, if you have an extra letter in the middle of a word, you can erase the extra letter, and you can stretch the letter prior to it to fill up the empty space. For instance, "Kagayin la'voisecha." If you have the word la'voisecha, "She'kosav molei vav acher abeis," where you wrote a vav after the beis, and la'voisecha in the Torah is spelled without that vav. So what do? Yigurena, you erase the vav, v'yimshech habeis shelefaneh, shetemalei mekayma, and you stretch the beis to fill up the area that the vav previously occupied. V'cheinim atikun tolei b'chof oidalet eresh, she'efshe la'amshichon ma'at, l'malei mokim ois ha'yaseri shenigura. And the same would apply if it's a chof or a dalet or a resh or any letter that you could stretch. That's the Eitzah. Aval im ha'oisiyah she'efshe la'amshichon hein achar ha'oisiyah yaseira she'efshe la'amshichon la'achareyan ad she'yigra mehem t'chila. However, if you have letters that cannot be stretched, k'goin sa'or, she'kosav b'toira, she'kosav mole, vav achar ha'alef, you wrote it with a vav after the alef, she'efshe limshoi ha'reish la'achareha ad she'yigra ragla t'chila. You can't stretch the resh backwards. V'nimtza she'bitol tzurasa. So then you're going to have a problem because you can't stretch the letter backward. So what are you meant to do in such a situation? K'shemetakna achakach nimtza kosev sh'loi l'shman v'ein takona elem ken yachal malas mekoymai al yedei she'ya'avek tzasa oi sh'lefoneo sh'l'achareo she'ein beze mishum shinoi ha'ois. So if you can just fatten up the letter prior to the empty space and the letter after the empty space such that the two combined will now fill up what used to be the empty space, that would be fine. Masha'enken k'sha'isi yashevshel ha'mshichan hein lefnei ha'isei yaseira ozai yashevshel ha'mshichan harbeim imbli she'igra me'am klum. But as opposed to a case where, like we said before, if it's a resh, for instance, or something else, you could stretch it plenty. So when you could stretch the letter prior to the empty space, great. When you can't, so then, if you can fatten up the 2 letters before and after the empty space, that would be an Eitzah. If not, you're going to be stuck. But what about the word matzis you have in Parashas Kaddish? And the first one, Shadina Elias Choser, is meant to be without a vav. And he wrote it with a vav. And then he erased the vav. So now he has a space between the tzadi and the tof. So it's a suffix in Mayel. So the question is, he's mesupik if it would help to stretch the tzadi on batim afterwards. By stretching the meishav of the tzadik, so it's going to now be that he'll combine it at the batim, but the tzadi on top will still be far from the saf. So he's mesupik if that would be kosher or not. The same would apply to the word noisein. If he stretches the moishav of the nun, so it'll be adjacent to the tuf at the bottom, but not at the top. Shemishpat elias chasir v'chein haitziyacha, m'kosvei molei biyud ben tzadi le'alef, b'kol elu, in all these cases, yesh le'estapik, im yesh lehem tikun b'harich ha'oish alafonav lamata. It's a suffix if having it adjacent to each other on bottom is going to be enough, or if it also needs to be adjacent on bottom and on top. And we call mokim, at the end of the day, kol shenir kishnei tevis psula. If it looks like two tevis, it's going to be possible. Aval im b'tchila saksiva mamshich regal atachten shel anun v'atzadi v'koyse v'ayis ha-smucha l'toicha. But if you made the tzadi or the nun lengthy on bottom, and you made the next letter inside of it, kagoin p'nei ayartzi, right? If you have the yud inside the nun, or the yud inside the tzadi, kosher, that's going to be fine. Kevan de b'teva achas nechtevu, because it's all one word. U'mikol makim l'chatchila ein achas laskein lavliya ois b'teich ois, ki esh machmirim b'zeh. But since there's a shita that's machmir, it's better not to do that eitzah. But if one would do that eitzah, it would be kosher. Says the Bir Halacha, Sif Chaf Gimel, ein lay takana, I am the Mishneh Brura, the Ilav Hachi Yigroid v'chulei, writes a loymar, the Mitchila Yigroid v'achakach yichtoiv mashachisim imenu lahalon. The Ilav Hachi Tzarechi and Kev on the Be'ez HaKsiva loynechtav kisidron. What this means is that let's say you have a letter missing. So the question is, do you have to erase everything after, again, we're talking about a case where you're missing a letter and there's no Shem Hashem written later on. So you can erase everything you wrote after the missing letter and fill in the missing letter and then rewrite everything. That would for sure be fine. But what would be in a case where first you filled in the missing letter and then you erased everything afterwards and then you rewrote it? So would that be good also? So first he's mitzaded that it cannot be done. Tzarechian, he says. But then he has an asterisk and he writes, Shuvar ishi reisi shezeh enoi. And take a look in the Bir Halacha and Simen Samach Dalet, Dibra Maschel B'meh Dvarim Amurim, where over there, from that sugya, he proves that one could do this Eitzah. One could first fill in the missing letter, then erase everything after it, and then rewrite it. Says the Bir Halacha V'im Yiter, if you have an extra letter, Ayin V'mishnah Beru V'mashek Hasav N'v'shem Abri M'gadim L'inyan Teva Kfula. Take a look where we wrote that the Prima Godim says regarding a word that was written twice, that you could either erase the second one, and l'chatchila you should erase the second one, but you could also erase the first one if the letter before it needs to be stretched. And he said also in the Mishnah Brura, sometimes it's better to erase the first one to yichayshish v'shitas Rebbeinu Tam, that three letters is a shir parasha ayin sham. Ayin sham oid b'mishnah zayzov sivkot n'chof. Take a look in the Prima Godim. Shekosav sham ma'isa b'sayfer echad. Shekosav hishamru hishamru shtei pa'amim. There's a ma'isa with a sayfer who wrote the word hishamru twice. U'machak vav harishayna. So what did he do? He erased the first vav of the first hishamru, and he erased the hishamer sheni. He erased the heishin mem resh of the second hishamru. U'mashach ha-resh, and then he stretched the resh of the first hishamru ad vav shnia until the vav of the second hishamru. V'hichshir b'zeh, the Prima Godim says that's okay. ayin shamu. L'dasa prima gadam anal gam l'chatchila tzarech lasis kach. It's better to do it that way because you're avoiding any shayla of a shir parasha because of sham oid. He writes furthermore that afilu haya teva shniya teva acheres she'ena me'inyan tefillin klal. Even if the second letter would be some random word which has nothing to do with tefillin, ubaval v'lebasayif, and this random word would have a vav at the end of it, v'gora kanal, and he erased it, nami kosher, it would still be kosher to attach the first letter to the vav, the first word to the vav of the second word, which was not even a word which is found in tefillin, that would still be kosher. D'ma b'kach, because who cares? V'af d'nifsal t'chila shavav merucha karbe. And even though when you erase the second word, leaving just the last letter, so now there's a great amount of space, so l'chayr that would be a psul. La'vaysecha nami kol zman sh'lo tikanu moshech habeis nirak ishtei teva. Says the Bir Halacha, it's not a problem at all, because any such case, that's going to be the situation. You're not going to have enough length to, you're not going to have enough space, and that space is not going to passel, provided that you're going to fill it in by stretching a letter from the first word. V'li tzarechian b'zeh, and to me it's a tzarechian, d'haloi ba'inan sheyichtav lishmon. I don't know how the Prima Gadim could say that if the second word has nothing to do with the tefillin, that would be kosher. You need to write tefillin lishmon. Dehayna l'shem kedushas tefillin u'likuvu u'af b'di'eved k'dalel b'sif yotes. It's mamish li'kuva. It has to be written lishma. So this letter, which has nothing to do with tefillin, how can you tell me that that's called written lishma? V'afim tirtza loymer dekivein b'zeh ateva lishma. Even if you're going to tell me that when he wrote this random word, he was mechavin lishma, mi yoymer demahani b'zeh acherei deina teva azum me'inyin ha'tefillin t'klal. How can you say that that lishma is going to help for a word which has nothing to do with tefillin, v'tzarechian? So the Bir Halacha blibes with the tzarechian, the Prima Gadim is machshir, but the Bir Halacha has difficulty understanding the shita of the Prima Gadim.